Over the Edge of the World, Magellan's Terrifying Circumnavigation of the Globe by Lawrence Bergreen, read by Tim Jerome.
Prologue, A Ghostly Apparition. Oh, dream of joy, is this indeed the lighthouse top I see? Is this the hill? Is this the kirk? Is this mine own country? On September 6, 1522, a battered ship appeared on the horizon near the port of Sanlúcar de Barrameda, Spain. As the ship came closer, those who gathered on shore noticed that her tattered sails flailed in the breeze. Her rigging had rotted away. The sun had bleached her colors, and storms had gouged her sides. A small pilot boat was dispatched to lead the strange ship over the reefs to the harbor. Those aboard the pilot boat found themselves looking into the face of every sailor's nightmare. The vessel they were guiding into the harbor was manned by a skeleton crew of just 18 sailors and 3 captives, all of them severely malnourished. Most lacked the strength to walk or even to speak. Their tongues were swollen, and their bodies were covered with painful boils. Their captain was dead, as were the officers and bosuns and the pilots. In fact, nearly the entire crew had perished. The pilot boat gradually coaxed the battered vessel past the natural hazards guarding the harbor, and the ship, Victoria, slowly began to make her way along the gently winding Guadalquivir River to Seville, the city from which she had departed 3 years earlier. No one knew what had become of her since then, and her appearance came as a surprise to those who watched the horizon for sails. Victoria was a